Yeah, good morning, Neville here. It's Saturday, July the 4th, and the final update, probably the final one, on my little saga with regard to installing a new broadband router, wireless router actually, that replaces the one I've had for nearly 3 years now, which is a Belkin G Plus MIMO router. So yesterday I've done two audio boos about this. I bought a Linksys model, which turned out to be nothing less than a total disaster from a wireless connectivity point of view primarily. So I took it back to PC World this morning, who without any question said, sure, we'll give you a refund if that's what you want. And I said, well, actually, no, there's another one I want to get instead, which actually is a little more expensive even. So I did that, and that one is another Belkin, an N Plus wireless router that I've installed. And to cut a long story short, it's actually a very good story. Installed it on my wired computer, the primary desktop, plus my wife's desktop, which has Wi-Fi. Also my Sony laptop, which, depending on where I am, is Wi-Fi or wired. The iPhone, and there's some other device too. I can't recall which one it is now. Anyway, it all worked immediately. The setup was dead easy. This is noticeably faster, and that was not the case with the Linksys one. And this, of course, maybe it's because it's replacing an existing Belkin, and the device on my wife's machine, which is a USB wireless adapter, is also a Belkin. Maybe that helps. Same brand, same manufacturer. Different standards, mind you. Her adapter is a G Plus MIMO adapter. Works fine. And she's reporting a perceived speed increase. But I'm definitely noticing that. And one reason for that, of course, is that this is a gigabit Ethernet connection. And that's what the adapter is in the Dell desktop. And I'm noticing a really high increase in speed, in web pages loading and files downloading, things like that. So maybe this was good, but that was one of the reasons why I wanted to do this anyway. So I'm pleased. I think PC World's behavior was excellent, very helpful. Talked to one of the guys there, and this is one of the difficulties I think anyone has in choosing networking equipment for either the home or a small office or something like that. There's such a range of choices in brands, in standards, that it's very difficult to truly understand what all the standards mean and why one is more important than another, depending on what you want to do. Often what you think is perception only, and what you think is important isn't really. With all that in mind, I knew a little bit, but I'm seeing what makes me quite happy, the ease of setup with this Belkin model. Everything simply worked. There were no issues of any type at all on any of the devices that connect to this router, either wirelessly or wired. So that to me is simply good enough. And then the usage, of course, will be transparent. So I'm pleased. And that's really the end of the saga. I'm going to write a blog post at some point about this, I suppose. But I would recommend Belkin. It's a brand I've used for some years, so I'm biased, obviously. Linksys is a very good brand, I have to say. I have no quibble with the brand. My experience with the product that I bought yesterday is I would absolutely not recommend that. That's just my experience. Belkin, good. So, yep, let's get on and use it now.